said, I bet they'll never make it. Just...
This is radio.dominican.edu. And you're listening to It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World, with your host, Todd McCleary.
The one that I belong to is still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Still the...
Good morning. This is your host, Todd McCleary, with It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World. Good morning, all, and happy birth of a new day. Let us all enjoy our present of life by celebrating life with sharing with others our presence in life. Being present in life, what does that mean? It means being open and honest with oneself about your emotional state, your health, and your financial well-being in life. So, are you present today? Are you present enough to share with others a kind word, a friendly handshake, a smile, a hug, or just a simple hello? Once again, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and I'm your host, Todd McCleary, of It's a Man's World. Today is March the 20th, 2013. Here at Dominican University, we're under partly cloudy skies, but yet, it is a beautiful day on the campus. And today, for About Men, we have an open and honest conversation about the state of men today. We share with the world what it is to be a man in today's society. So sit back and relax and join with us as we tour a man's world. I'm your host, Todd McCleary. We'll be right back for Music Interlude.
You think you got it? Oh, you think you got it? But got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all. But separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say is
nothing's forever,
then what makes, 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 then what makes,
welcome back. You're listening to Dominican Radio, itsamansworld.com. I'm your host, Todd McCleary, for It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World. Today is March the 20th, 2013. Today's share, I would like to share with you a quote that I found that I feel as though is quite interesting and very beneficial. Real goodness and happiness comes from knowing and mastering oneself, realizing our divine nature and the love that follows. Truth and roses have thorns about them. That ties into my subject for today. Truth and roses have thorns about them. Men, we have thorns about us. And some of those thorns we're going to try to point out and pluck gently with love and kindness, with unconditional love. Last week, we talked about the subject of male role models and what it means and the responsibilities of men in society today. I mentioned last week that a conversation with a young lady who's just entering into adulthood and her frustration with her generation of men in terms of commitment and understanding what it is to connect with a lady. She mentioned the shallowness of men and how they only talk about three or four different things in life. And she asked me, she said, "Mr. DJ Todd, is there more to men than just sports, cars, alcohol, and women? There has to be more. The men that I am encountering today are very shallow, and I'm finding it quite frustrating to enter into the dating life. What can you recommend for me?" I can only sit back and smile and share with her my generation and the things that we did and how we were brought up in terms of our respect and honor of women. She said, "Today that seems to be missing. It seems as though men are pushing us to the side, and some of these thorns are beginning to rub off on me, and I'm beginning to lose my faith in men." And that what led me to really delve into the subject of It's a Man's World, men touring their world. And that's what we do here. We tour our world. We look at the ups and downs of man, what it is to be a man in society, our responsibilities, and our place in society. A lot of men today do not understand their place, nor do they know their place. They do not understand their emotions. They're disconnected from their emotions. If the men are disconnected, that means the young boys that follow in the next generation are just as detached. So we will delve off into the very interesting world of It's a Man's World. What does it mean, It's a Man's World? Meaning that we are the architects of this system. The laws have been set by us. The sports are controlled by us. The news is controlled by us. Everything seems to be controlled by man. And the state that we're in now as a society has been created by men. Men, what are we going to do? It's time that we make a change for the better. The way we eat, the way we treat ourselves, the way we treat our fellow man, and the way we treat our women in our lives. James Brown poetically stated that it's a man's world, but lo and behold, it means nothing. I mean nothing without a woman or a girl. So tune in as we continue more. We'll leave you right now with a short music break. I'm welcome back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu with It's a Man's World, Men Touring the World, with your host, Todd McCleary. Just before the break, I was sharing with you a conversation that I had with a female here on campus about the state of the young men here at Dominican University and abroad, and how she's finding it hard to really connect with a man, a young man, to really just talk about life and to discover herself in terms of being a woman and how she really wants to start getting to the dating scene. But she found it very difficult. And I was having a conversation just the other day with a young man who I've made friends with. And we seem to just sit down, we're talking about sports, and I found it an opportunity to just ask him a question, say, with your generation, how do you perceive yourself in society? What is your place? And he had this befuddled, confused look on his face. What do you mean? And I couldn't do anything but laugh. And I said, typical answer. Very confused, not understanding the question. And I share with him, what do you plan on doing for the rest of your life? How do you maintain your health? What are your eating habits? How do you view women? How do you respond to women? And he can only say, well, I respect women to a certain extent. I treat them the way they treat me. And I said, oh, how do women treat you? Well, some of them are snobbish, and they act like they're more than that. And they're typically, and he used a word that starts with a B and ends with the H. And the common word nowadays that the society of men are using is that word that starts with the B and ends with the H. Not understanding that their mother fits into the female category when he stated that all women. And I asked him, I said, are you sure about that? Yes, I'm sure. I said, well, what about your mother? Isn't she a female? He said, whoa, but she's off the subject. I said, but you just said that all women are. And he kind of retracted what he was saying. And he said, are you trying to trick me? I said, no, I'm trying to enlighten you of your conversation that you're having with me about your understanding of women in society today. And he asked me to help him, to share with him some of the things that I know, because I am of age and I do not mind sharing what I think that a man should be doing in society. So that was one man, young man at the age of 20 something, just entering into society. And I happened to run into an old friend of mine. I was having dinner, and he happened to be in the same place, and we struck up a conversation. He asked me, what was I doing with myself these days? And I told him that I was venturing off into psychology, studying at Dominican University, hoping to achieve my bachelor's degrees in that realm. He said, oh, congratulations, man. I guess you're figuring everybody out. I said, no, it's not about me figuring everybody else out. I'm figuring me out. I'm figuring out how to interact with society, with my male counterparts, with females, and with the younger generation, because I was lost. I was confused, not understanding my place in society, and not really knowing what my responsibilities were, because I'm a product of a male role belief system that has been in place for thousands and thousands of years. Even during the caveman days, there was a belief system that men were the head, that they made all the decisions, they did all the disciplining, and they did what they wanted because they were men. Men, let me share with you a secret. That's not really a secret, but something I really want to share with you that I think you should really understand. So brace yourself. Brace yourself for these shocking revelations. We're not all that. We have been tricked. We have been led and fed a doctrine of self-hate, a doctrine of weakness, and a doctrine of ignorance. We have not been given the proper tools to really fit into society. Well, what do you mean? Well, I'm meaning is that we've been set up. We have been led to believe that we are the strongest, that we're the mightiest, that we're not supposed to cry, that we're not supposed to show raw emotions of fear, sadness, or pain. Those are the things that we are afraid of in society. And when we do that, men, we set ourselves up for failure. What do you mean? I pay my bills. I take care of my family. I love my children. What's wrong with me going out every now and again to have some fun with the boys? Nothing's wrong with that at all. What I'm talking about is your emotional state. Why is it that we cannot show emotions? One of the biggest problems and one of the biggest conversations that women are having today that men do not know how to communicate. Well, I talk to my wife all the time. Yes, you do. But about the things that you want to talk about. As I stated earlier, most of us only talk about sports. What Michael Jordan is doing now that he's retired. How many shoes he's selling. What Magic Johnson is doing with the Dodgers. Who scored the most points in the basketball game. Miami Heat's 23rd game winning streak. These are the things that we're talking about. But are we really talking about life issues? Are we talking about the state of the next generation that is following us? How are we modeling our behavior that's conducive to positive role modeling? Going out drinking every night, having fights, multiple sex partners, drugs and alcohol. Are those really the things that you really want to display and show the young men of society that this is the way to be a man? That this is the right way, that you have to conquer as many women as you possibly can because my father did it, his father did it, and I'm going to do it, and you sure enough are going to do it too. My son is not going to be no P-U-N-K. These are some of the attitudes that we're carrying, and this is what we're feeding our generation. And we're wondering why we are in the state that we're in today. This is a show, men, about men and for men. I'm not going to dance around nor pussyfoot the subject. I'm going to talk about the real issues. I'm going to hit hard, and I'm going to do it with love. I'm going to do it with unconditional love to show you and to explain to you that there is a better way and that we need to make a change, and we need to make it now. So tune in for more as we continue on It's a Man's World here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, Todd McCleary, and I'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Now it's time for our PSAs. Public service announcement. Tiburon International Film Festival. Tickets are now on sale. Film Festival will begin April 11th through the 19th, 2013, in Tiburon. It's the 12th annual Tiburon International Film Festival, a showcase for independent films from around the world. It's set for April 11th through the 19th, 2013. Tiburon International Film Festival is a 9-day annual event showcasing the best in global cinema. Via Magazine has recognized the Tiburon International Film Festival as a true United Nations of Cinema. TIFF was established in 2001, and over the past 11 years has showcased over 2,000 films from more than 100 countries. The film motto, Understanding the World Through Film, is derived from the combination of culture and cinema as a means to a greater worldly understanding. This year, the films are presented from 30 countries, including Japan, Colombia, USA, Cuba, France, Italy, Germany, Yemen, Spain, Turkey, India, and Switzerland. This year's opening film is The Empty House from Russia. Is a well-paced production about a girl on a country road in her country who goes through many changes. For more information, please contact him at info@tiburonfilmfestival.com. Once again, that's info@tiburonfilmfestival.com. That is for the Tiburon International Film Festival to be held this coming April 11th through the 19th in Tiburon for the 12th annual Tiburon International Film Festival. This is radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World, with your host, Todd McCleary. Before the break, we were discussing the state of man today and how we need to make a change, man, and what we can do to make those changes. And I think it's very important that we understand our place in society, but before we can understand our place in society, we must understand ourselves. We must be true to ourselves. We must understand what it is to be a man. So these are ongoing conversations that we'll be having throughout the programs that are set for in the future. I do not claim by any stretch of the imagination to be an expert. I'm only sharing some of my insights, the things that I've experienced in life, and some of the experts that will be coming as co-hosts on the show. So please do not quote me on any of these things. I'm only sharing with you the fundamentals of life, that which I believe could be helpful and to making a better world, not only for men, but for the world as a whole. So, what is it, man, that we're going to do? How are we going to make this change? Why do we need to change? Well, simple. Look at the state that we're in. Look at the state of our women emotionally, and how they're having their conversations without us. And most of the conversations center around men. Where are all the good men? Where have they gone? How do we connect to our men and stay connected? What can we do to help our men? Because we want to help our men. This is what the women are saying. They are concerned. They're raising boys on their own and not knowing how to do that. They're doing their best. So, men, we need to step up. We need to do our part. It's time out now for playing those childish games. Remember, the scripture says that when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's time that we man up. It's time that we be about our business, man. If we claim to be this world as ours, we really need to do a better job and help the women raise these young men and women. Because we are the most important things next to the wives and mothers and sisters of the world that the children are going to see. Who is the first person they turn to when they are hurting? It's usually the mother, but yet still, they want that comforting, that edifying and loving word from a father, a male figure, whether it be the father. And that leads me to another point. What is the difference between a father and a dad? Think about that. We'll talk about that next week. That's just something to chew on. The difference between being a father and being a dad. There is a big difference. So we will talk about that next week. But let's continue with this conversation. A kind word. It does a child good to hear motivating words coming from a male figure, someone who they look up to, their God with the small g, their hero in their lives, when they can say, well done, well, job well done, even though they may not have scored that 25 points, grabbed 10 rebounds, or dished out 10 assists, or kicked the longest field goal, or caught so many passes for so many yards, or struck out so many players, are not even living up to the full potential, but yet still said, next time, you can do it, I believe in you. Those words coming from a male point of view, it's very rewarding and carries a lot of weight. But if you're not there, men, how do they receive that message? Somebody else may be there to tell them little thing, to pat them on the back. Maybe it's the police officer. Maybe it's the fireman. Maybe it's the school teacher. Maybe it's the local guy in the neighborhood. But it's not carrying as much weight when it comes from their father or their dad. So, men, what are we going to do? Are we going to remain in the state that we're in, claiming that this is our world and we control things? Well, we're not really controlling anything if you really look at it. Look at the state. The prisons are overpopulated. We're not in school. We refuse to see doctors. We ignore our health signs. We wait till the last minute. We feel as though that just because we get up every morning and we go to work and we pay our bills and we say hello and goodbye to our wives or whoever's in our lives, that's enough. No, we have to do more. There's more than just that. Just being accountable. As we open up the show, being present. As I open the show, I stated, as I do with every show, happy birth of a new day. We've been given a present called life. What are you going to do with that present? How do you share that present? How do you unwrap that present? Because life is a fragile thing. We take it for granted. We're here today, but we can be gone tomorrow. It's not promised. So, men, with every minute we have, every breath we take, we should be thinking about how we're going to be positive. Role models, or inspirers, motivators, whatever you want to call it, we have to do what needs to be done. And what needs to be done is being positive, being there, not only in body, but in mind and in spirit. Well, you may be there, but if you're there full of alcohol, what's the use of you being there? You're not present. Well, you're there, but what if you're doped up out of your mind? There's no use of you being there. Well, if you're there and you're watching nothing but the sports and you're trying to figure out everything on the internet and you're ignoring your surroundings, you're not present. So what's the purpose of you being there? We can do a better job. And I'm not scolding. I may come off as scolding, but these are the things that I'm telling myself. I tell myself these things every day. What am I going to do to be a better man in society? What am I going to do to withhold and stand up and be accountable for my responsibilities and to really go for my place in society? The change began with me. So I'm not the one to tell people to make a change when me, myself, I am not making a change. I've been on a journey for the last 13 years. It started in 2000. My New Year's resolution was to find out who I was. I was tired. I was tired of running the streets. I was tired of jumping in and out of relationships. I was tired of the party scene. I was tired of wearing social masks because I was a great actor. I could act my way through any situation. If you wanted me to be the life of the party, I was the life of the party. If you want me to be the one who consumed the most alcohol, I was there for the challenge. If you wanted me to see how many numbers I could get before the end of the night, I was up for the challenge. But there was a deep calling within me that I was ignoring for years. And I really, really, really answered the call. That was my New Year's resolution there in San Francisco, California, on Market Street. When it struck midnight, I told myself, for the rest of my life, I'm going to find out who I am as a man. Was tired. And when you're tired, you have to do something about it. Not only was I tired, I was sick and tired. You know, that's a miserable state, to be sick and tired. For the last 13 years, I have been on a path of self-discovery, and I'm just now touching the surface, beginning to understand who I am as a person. I'm battling these male role belief systems that I'm not supposed to be jolly. I'm not supposed to be happy. I'm not supposed to cry nor show emotions. These things had me bottled up, had me in a strange place, and had me tossing and turning at night, seeking excitement in strange and diverse places. When that was not my true nature, going against my nature, going against what I was birthed for. We're not here for all of that. We're not here to be on a self-destructive path of a partying every night, drinking the latest drink, and soon seeing who can outdrink each other. Come on, man. We can do better. That's what I was telling myself. And you know, I am doing better. I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but Lord knows I'm not where I used to be. It's been a long journey. There's a lot of truths that I had to face. I had to be like Michael. I took his advice, Michael Jackson, that is. I looked at the man that was in the mirror. And that man that was in the mirror was a very ugly, lost, confused, sad, just unlovable human being. And I had to embrace that individual and show him unconditional love. Because what is love? To another person, you tell another person that you love them, but you can't love yourself. Charity begins at home, and then it is spread abroad. Meaning that if you love yourself, you can give it away to someone else. So, men, do we really love ourselves enough to put down the bottle for a while, to stop our partying ways, to stop our wayward ways? Do we really love? Can we love ourselves enough to really start doing better? So that's our topic on these shows. On the shows that I'm having, is that I want to share with you that we can do better, man. And I'm not really scolding nor putting men down. I want to uplift you. I want to inspire you. And you can inspire me. So some of the things that's going in the community, call in or hit me on Facebook at Mr. Todd on Facebook and share with me the men, the young men, older men, young men in the community around the world that you're here doing great things. The news is full of negativity or horrific situations that's going on in life. I'm tired of that. Contact with me with positive things. Men that are doing right by themselves and right by their community and right by their family and their loved ones. Send me the good stuff. It's called the mailbag. Right now, my mailbag has only one individual that I would like to share with you, but I will share that in about 5 minutes, who I have as a candidate for to give the positive shout out in society. That's what I want to do. I'm not the one to talk about the negativity of man. We know that we're in a sad state, but I want to be an inspiration to the next generation that there are some good men out there. Not just a few good men, but there are a lot of good men who have those traditional old values of opening doors, of pulling out chairs. Or when they do go to dinner, they are the ones who pick up the tab without expecting anything in return. So, you're listening to It's a Man's World. I'm your host, Todd McCleary, and we'll be right back. So tune in, sit back and relax, and enjoy the music.
Wanna hate on us, niggas be envious. I know why they hating on us, cause the style's so fabulous. I'ma be real on us, nobody got nothing on us. Girls be all on us, from London back down to the US. We rockin' this contagious, monkey business outrageous. Just confess, your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite, B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. And say, say, yo, yo.
Turn up the radio. Blast your stereo right now. This joint is fizzling. It's fizzling right.
You check this out right here. Do wanna hate on us?
Do need to ease on up?
Do wanna act on gut, but do get shut like Flavor Shuck? Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drums. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed. That's what we do. That's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it.
And say, say,
yo, yo.
Turn up the radio. Blast your stereo right now. This joint is fizzling. It's fizzling right.
Live and direct rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in it, do they think? Pump it louder, come on, don't stop. And keep it going, do it. Let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to It's a Man's World, Men Touring Their World, with your host, Todd McCleary. Before the break, we were talking about being positive on the show and sharing with the world the positive things that men do are doing in society, in and around their communities. We stated that we will not be receiving any negative news about the state of men, because we understand and we know what's going on regards to negativity in men's populations today, but we want to be positive. So if you're planning on contacting me or contacting the show, please, listeners, nothing negative. We only share the positive here. We're sharing unconditional love here on the show. And that leads us up to our first mailbag nominee. And winner, men doing positive things in and around their community. Our very first awardee is Booker T. Harris, head coach here at Dominican University. Coach Harris was named the Pacific West Conference Men's 2012-13 Co-Coach of the Year Award for the Pacific West Conference in his third year as head coach. Congratulations, Coach Harris. We're very proud of you here at Dominican. And keep up the good work. Now, on to men's health issues. Men, I have a question for you. The question is, why are we afraid to go see the doctor? Why are we afraid to have our annual checkups? Why do we ignore our chest pains, our stomach aches, our knee ailments? Why do we wait to the last minute to go see someone about it? And when they tell you, if you'd have come here 2 or 3 weeks ago, we could have prevented all of this. Is it part of the male psyche that we're tough, rugged, durable, that we don't need all of that? Oh, just put a little bit of ice on it, I'll be all right. I don't have time for that. Oh, the doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. Come on, man. Let's be honest with ourselves. We are afraid of what we're going to hear. Me, myself, I have the utmost of respect for male and female doctors in society today. They have won a place in my heart. 2003, I suffered the severe health scare and a near-death experience, one that altered my life, one that really shaped me into the person that I am today, to really get a grasp on what I'm doing with my life. And if it wasn't for the doctors and nurses and the health professions, I would not be here today. So I salute all the doctors, male and female, and all the nurses, male and female. Thank you for the fine job that you're doing. Men, go see them. Do not wait until something is wrong. Don't wait till it's too late, because we need you here. We need you as role models, as inspirers. We need you as coaches. We need you as fathers, dads. We need you as brothers. We need you. You are needed here. For 1 minute, don't think that you do not have a place in society, that you were not birthed into the world just for constructive things, to get involved into drugs and alcohol and into other things in society. That's much more than life than just that, man. And please, I'm pleading to you, go see your doctors. Do not wait until it's too late. I'm, you know, at the point now at my age of 48, I'm not ashamed to talk about it, because I'm proud to be 48 years of age and still here. There's not much of a lifespan for men nowadays. We're dwindling away. Our numbers are decreasing. So, men, we have to take control of our lives. We do not have to. We shouldn't have to depend on the women in our lives to make us go to the doctors. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about Lauryn Hill when her song says that you're willing to die for me. That's a grand thing, but I want you to live for me. Live, men, live for our brothers. Your brothers, live for your wives, live for your mother, live for all the young girls of the world today. Be positive. And being positive is make sure that you take control of your health. That's one thing to do in society, to be responsible for you. And some of these things are preventable, man. Let's not wait until the last minute. So let me read with you some of the things that I found on the internet in regards to men's health. Here's a story by Bethany Black back in 2008. I know it's a little old, but it's the one that I really want to share with you. This is the only thing that really can help support what I'm talking about. She asked a question to begin with. How many men do you know who get an annual physical exam? Unfortunately, probably not many. Here's how the physician can help keep men healthy. Many men tend to ignore symptoms, even potentially serious ones. A survey conducted by the Men's Health magazine and CNN found that one-third of men would not go to the doctors, even if they were experiencing major health problems such as severe chest pain or shortness of breath, two indicators of potential health disease. If men are reluctant to see their physicians when they are sick, imagine how often to see them when they feel well. However, screening can prevent critical information to help prevent future medical problems. While there is considerable debate regarding the value of routine screening for men, most authorities agree that detecting certain diseases before symptoms begin can often decrease the risk of serious illness and even death. So, men, go see your doctor. If you don't have one, call around, ask your one, ask for referrals. Especially if you're over the age of 40, you have to start getting your prostate exams. You start having your physical exams annually, not just when you're feeling bad. Well, I'm the old school. I didn't need all of that. And, you know, I eat my vitamins and I eat my vegetables, take my vitamins. I sleep right. I don't need all of that. I'm a man. That's hogwash. Anyone can get sick. Especially men. So what are we going to do, man? Are we going to start seeing these doctors? We're going to start keep believing the male role belief system that we're tough, we're rugged, and we're not going to die. We have to do better, man. It's time that we make that change. And I want to be the one to help guide you through this. I was thinking the other day, and it dawned on me. It's like, what am I doing with this radio show? Am I the voice for this? How can I be the spokesperson for all of this? And I said to myself, it's like, man, what was Harriet Tubman thinking when she was leaving all the captives to captivity, from captivity into freedom? How she kept going back and forth, back and forth. And that's what I'm doing, man. I'm not Harriet Tubman, but I can call myself, you know, if I were to give myself a name, Harry Tubman. I'm going into the dark places where the men are and bringing them back from captivity. Yes, man, we've been sold a wrong bill of goods. We've been sold a bridge in Brooklyn. And when we find out that there's not that bridge in Brooklyn is for sale, we get mad, we get upset, we fall into depression. But there is answers, man, out there. Many of you have questions that you're afraid to ask. Many of you have conversations and topics that you really want to talk about, but you really do not know who to turn to. Trust is a factor, big factor for us. That was one of my biggest things, is like, how can I trust a man? I would rather talk to a woman when I was growing up than to a man, because I figured as though that they were more understanding. They were more soothing. They had kind words, and they really know how to listen. When I tried to share some of my situations in life and some of my concerns when I was younger, I would always get the answer, oh, suck it up. You're a man, you'll be all right. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Just go out and have your couple beers. Oh, that girl's not treating you right? Well, go find another one. What good did that do me? Not nothing. It only led me into more diverse, direst situations. I was just a ball of mess. By listening to men telling me about the male role belief system. Well, Doc, you know that my father and your father, you know how they did things, man, and it was accepted in society, man, that if you don't sow your oats, man, you're lesser than a man. Well, it takes a real man to stand up and be counted nowadays. It takes a real man to say, hey, I do not want to go that route. There has to be a better way. And I've been searching that route for the last 13 years. There was a time when I thought that I had figured it all out, but my world came crashing down. Men, this is not an easy task. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not going to happen overnight. But to get on that path is just the beginning. The first step is the most important step. And you're going to hear me keep asking the question, men, what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to believe the lie? As Public Enemy used to say back in the 90s, don't believe the hype. That it's okay to cry. It's okay to show your fear, your sadness, and your pain. There's nothing wrong with it, men. What is the big deal with crying? Well, Doc, they're not supposed to cry. It's unmanly. So what's manly? To stand there and to harbor all this animosity, this bitterness, this resentment, and you start developing the chest pains, which you're going to start ignoring because that's the male role belief system, that you're not going to see no doctor. He don't know what he's talking about. So we've been giving all this bad advice, all this negative advice, and we believe it. And we live our lives according to that doctrine. Not understanding that we're being our own worst enemy. And that we can change that doctrine. We can change the way we think about our place in society. We can change the way we feel about our place in society. We can change the way we treat ourselves. Because if you don't treat yourself right, how are you going to treat others right? Come on, man. How many are you going to join me on this crusade to really turn things around? It's a man's world, but we have to do better. We have to be more loving and supportive, not only to those around us, but to ourselves. This is a sad story that's coming out. The report that men are ignoring the chest pains and the shortness of breath. And these are two of the indicators of heart disease. We ignore all of these things, these warning signs, these flashing yellow lights saying, oh, something's going wrong. Go talk to someone. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation. Not all men are gossips or share your business. So don't generalize and lump every man into that category. Let's help take the ease and the burden off of the women. They need us. And other men need you too. Here in Marin County, there is a flood of men that are being released from the penitentiary, from San Quentin. And where do you think those men are going to go when they return to society? Who can they turn to? Who can they trust? A man can help a man on man, to help him to understand and navigate through life's troublesome situations. So they need us. They're returning to society. They paid their debts to society. Even if they've been let go free, it doesn't matter. They need us. And we need to be in a position where we can better help these men. So we don't have to worry about people breaking into our cars or touching our women or just doing outlandish things in society. We need to help these men. What makes you think they got into this in the first place? Not because they just was born that way, but that's up for debate. But what we're talking about here is, okay, why is it that they chose those paths in life? Why is it that they keep doing the things that they're doing? We need to really discuss these things and understand that we can help one another. We are our brother's keeper. We need them, and they need us. They need to lean on us when they're released from the prisons. And the young men, though, in the juvenile systems, the sad case out of Ohio, the teenage boys who raped the young lady while she was drunk, took advantage of her, and then took photos and sent them via the internet. Where were the men at when this took place? The men in that society. And I'm not accusing anyone of anything, so don't get me wrong. I'm only pointing out the facts here. That if those men would have been present, even though they are on a football team. And that's another thing that I would like to talk about. We teach these young boys how to be aggressive between the lines. Those 100 yards, however wide it is, we teach them how to be aggressive, and we teach them how the other opposing team, the one that wears the different colors, are our enemies, and to really be killing machines for that 1 hour. But once that final horn blows in the fourth and final period, those young men have to re-enter into the real world. And most of them do not know how to turn it off. We train them how to avoid pain. Oh, suck it up. We need you to go out here and get us 5 more yards. Oh, that was a good hit. Oh, you took that man out. And we celebrate. But how do we tell these young men how to live in society? How to treat young women? And what's sadder about it is that there were some young women who was just recently arrested because they posted threats towards the young lady, the victim, the one who was raped, and said that they're going to do some vicious things to her. They're going to put their hands on her. They're going to give her the business, as they say. That's a sad state that we're in. Men, we need to get it together. We really need to start looking into the lives of our young. Because what social inheritance are we going to leave for them? What are we going to leave them? That they can cash in, that they can take it to Life Bank and say, hey, this is my check. My father left this for me, my uncle, my mentor. This is the check that he wrote for me. I want to cash this check. What social inheritance are we leaving these young people? We're going to end you the show with this note. What are we leaving the next generation? But before we do, we'd like to again, once again, to remind you of the International Film Festival, which is to take place in Tiburon, California. The 12th annual Tiburon International Film Fest will take place April 11th through the 19th here in Tiburon, California. And this year's motto is Understanding the World Through Film. If more information, contact him at info@TiburonFilmFest.com. I'm your host for It's a Man's World, Todd McCleary, and we'll be right back.
I saw love, and the first time you touched me, I felt love, and after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together. Still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss.
This is radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to It's a Man's World, Men Turn Their World, with your host, Todd McCleary. So that's the end of today's program. I want to leave with you the thought, let us enjoy our present of life by celebrating life, by sharing with others our presence in life. Men, celebrate life by being present. We're needed. We're in demand, and we are being asked to show up. We've been given an invitation by women to show up because they want us in their lives. The young women are looking for us, and the young men are looking for us. So let's be present. Let's put away the childish things and start thinking like men. This is your host, Todd McCleary. We'll see you next week on It's a Man's World, Men Turn Their World, every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11. I'm your host, Todd McCleary, and to all, have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I'm out that room.